Music for piano duo by Franz Schubert. The Doric String Quartet plays Haydn. Pianist Tom Poster performs Beethoven and Chopin. Music for horn and piano performed by Richard Watkins and Julius Drake. Join us for lunch at Hay, starting on Tuesday afternoon at 1, here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, looking ahead to this evening and 7:15, our Sunday feature. Tom Service finds out how Renzo Piano, the architect behind the Shard in London, sees the basic elements of music as fundamental to his way of thinking about his buildings. Piano talks about how the two disciplines of music and architecture demand from their practitioners not only a desire for precision, but a delight in mathematics and geometry. Sunday feature this evening at 7:15. That's here on BBC Radio 3. The time now is 2 o'clock, and it's time for this week's Early Music Show, which is introduced by Lucy Skeeping.
Welcome to the show and the first of our two visits to the 2014 Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music. Today's music comes from a concert given by the Belgian vocal ensemble Vox Luminis. We begin with Musikalischer Exequien by Heinrich Schütz, written for the funeral of a relatively minor aristocrat, Heinrich Posthumus Reus. It took place in February 1636, a time when Saxony was deep in the throes of the Thirty Years' War, which meant that Schütz had at his disposal only minimal resources. And the Earl was evidently so keen to hear the work that he arranged for several performances of it during his own lifetime, even singing in some of them himself, since he apparently had a very good bass voice. In the first of the three sections, the soloists sing the biblical texts that were painted in gold on Reus's copper coffin, whilst the choir delivers verses from Lutheran hymns. A double choir motet forms the second section of the work, the text taken from Psalm 73, the small group of singers in the Earl's employ, probably augmented by voices from the local grammar school, founded 30 years earlier by the Earl himself. And the final section, well, that was sung as the coffin was lowered into the crypt, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." Superimposed are texts from Revelations and the Wisdom of Solomon. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth they rest from their labours. They're sung by three singers standing in the balcony, symbolising the angels escorting the departed to heaven. The effect is spine-chilling.
Der Herr hat's gegeben.
Funeral music by Heinrich Schütz, written for the Earl of the land around the town of Gera in central Germany, and thus the liege lord of the composer himself. Well, for the rest of today's programme from the Lufthansa Festival, we're in the hands of Henry Purcell and Thomas Morley, and we're joined by the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble. Queen Mary's funeral took place in Westminster Abbey on the 5th of March 1695, almost 3 months after her death from smallpox at the age of only just 33. She had wanted a quiet affair, but her popularity was such that her co-regent, Prince William, agreed to an event full of pomp and circumstance. And there's a fascinating engraving which shows just what a major event it was, with a huge long procession of richly clad mourners winding their way towards Westminster Abbey, not far, of course, from Smith Square, where this concert was actually recorded. The director and founder of Vox Luminis is Lionel Meunier.
A lot of people think that's the music of Purcell that was sung. No, the only music of Purcell was played. The music of Morley was sung for more than 100 years for every funeral at Westminster for the queen, kings that died. And then there were like apparently 40 drums or something playing together, a bande de hautbois that was the influence of the French court in England. So they kept the name actually, bande de hautbois. So it's a group of oboes playing. There were many. And also the trumpets, so they had this music they played over and over, and then only the drums. We are very happy to create for the first time this program in London, a couple of meters from Westminster Abbey. That's quite exciting.
Lionel Meunier. For the service itself came the seven funeral sentences made by Thomas Morley. I am the resurrection and the life. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and we brought nothing into this world, greeted the entrance of the coffin into the abbey. It fell to Purcell, though, to provide the setting for Thou Knowest, Lord, the Secrets of Our Hearts, since Morley's original was lost. And so intense and moving it was that they said it drew tears from all.
Thank you.
the funeral sentences of Thomas Morley, performed by Vox Luminis and Quintessential Sagbutts and Cornets, directed by Lionel Meunier, in a concert recorded last month at the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music in London. And there'll be more from that festival in next week's programme. The Early Music Show was introduced by Lucy Skeeping and produced this week by Helen Garrison. Well, at 4 o'clock today, we've an edition of the choir, and here's a sneak preview of what we'll be hearing. Well, that was Evangelini. I'm joined now by Sarah Moore-Peach. Sarah, what on earth was all that about?
Well, that was The Masquerade of the Beggar Women, obviously, by Giovanni Croce, sung by three members of Evangelini, among them their director, Robert Hollingworth. And I hope you haven't ruined your appetite with Sunday lunch, because he's coming with gastronomic delights on the programme. He'll be there from just after 4 o'clock with more from Croce and also music by Jean Francaix's Ode à la Gastronomie. And if you want to know what on earth that is, you'll have to stay tuned to find out. 4 o'clock. And then at five, I'll be presenting my choral classic, which this week is the Allegri Miserere and the classic recording from the Tallis Scholars.
Thank you very much. We'll look forward to joining you at 4 o'clock. Well, the time now is 3 o'clock and time for Choral Evensong, which was first broadcast on Wednesday live on the eve of the Feast of the Ascension from St David's Cathedral in Pembrokeshire during this year's Cathedral Festival. The canticles are Charles Wood's setting Collegium Regale, composed in 1915 for the choir of King's College, Cambridge. And the anthem is O Clap Your Hands Together, All Ye People, words from Psalm 47, set to music by Orlando Gibbons. The service opens now with the first performance of Introit for Ascension by Paul Edwards, which is preceded by an organ prelude by David Briggs, Rich Acare, based on the hymn tune Clanfire.
You join us today as we celebrate the inheritance we share in this holy and beautiful place, where pilgrims have come for over 1400 years to honour David, who founded his monastery here in the 6th century. This service forms part of our cathedral festival, and on the eve of the Feast of the Ascension, our prayers and praises reflect a long tradition of Christian worship. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people being penitent the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.